Class is in session. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brian with Applied Fitness, and welcome back to the Fitness Success After 40 podcast, where we're going to talk about the science and art of living an amazing life, because average is the enemy and amazing is the only way to live. And today, class is in session. We're going to talk about basic fat loss math and knowing the numbers, and how once you know what you take something that seems overwhelming and break it down into the bite-sized chunks, it makes it so much easier. So today we're going to talk about the basic math and how losing weight happens, and what exactly that means from an analytical standpoint. So first, let's break it down mathematically. So a pound of fat is 3,500 calories. So that's 3,500 calories, which sounds like a lot, and it is, especially when the average American eats around 2,000 to 2,200 calories a day. So right away, like, oh my God, if I want to lose weight, I got to eat less than 3,500 calories, plus my normal calories. That's going to be nearly impossible. And at first blush, it sounds like it. But what I want to do today is, again, it's kind of break that down. So, you know, here we're all about the slow and steady, breaking, you know, losing weight over time, as opposed to all at once or anything that's just destined to fail. So what we're going to talk about is a way to achieve success. And we're going to start very conservatively and go from there and have some fun. So let's break down that 3,500 calories. So figure a week. We're going to go in a week cycle. So 7 days. So 3,500 divided by 7 is only 500 calorie deficit that you need a day to reach a pound of fat loss a week. So again, let me tell you that. Like think about that. So only 500 calories a day over a 7-day period, and you'll lose a pound of fat. So again, I think that's liberating, because it lets you know, all right, we don't have to do this all at once. We just need to do little increments at a time. So let's take that even further. So what's 500 calories look like? So we could do that two ways. Well, really three. We could do it A, just through diet, which is tough, but you could do that's just eating a little bit less each meal, and you'll probably get a 500 calorie reduction. You probably not even really notice it, honestly. If you have a little bit less for your breakfast, a little less for lunch, a little less for dinner, you probably wouldn't even necessarily know it. It's not like you're going to be hungry. Second is you could do it through exercise, and that's easy to do too. You could certainly do a 500-600 calorie workout and burn the calories through that, or those are individual. I always like the corporate way, which would be to, like, say, cut your calories from diet, maybe 200 to 300 calories, and then add in exercise 200 to 300 calories. So again, you're getting that 500 to 600 calorie daily decrease, again, over a week. That's well over a pound of fat. So you do that a month, that's 4 pounds. Again, that might not necessarily be exciting, but let's take that a step further, all right? Let's get wild and crazy here and say, what if every day we did a 500 calorie decrease in through our meal planning? So again, that's 500 calories. That's a little less in the morning, a little less in the afternoon, a little less in the evening. You wouldn't even know it, especially if you're eating the right amount of foods. You wouldn't even feel the difference. You wouldn't even know the difference, but yet you'd be in calorie deficit. On top of that, let's burn 500 calories. Get a good workout, a good strength training workout to burn 500 calories. So now we're talking 1,000 calorie deduction each day. So again, over a week, now we're talking 2 pounds a week. Over a month, that's 8 pounds. Not too bad, not too bad at all. And the benefit of that is it's simple to do. Like, there's nothing there that's really depriving yourself. It's not overdoing it. You're not doing long, slow, boring workouts. You're not starving yourself. All that's easy to do. Second, it's sustainable, meaning that, like, if you do it at that rate, you're going to keep the weight off, which is always the holy grail, to lose the weight and keep it off. You will at that rate, because it's a sustainable rate. And number three is it's simple to follow. It's not complicated. You're not going keto or intermittent fasting, or you're working out twice a day. You're not doing any of that stuff. All that stuff can come, and down the road we can kind of incorporate some of that. But initially, if you just do those two simple things, you're going to lose 2 pounds of fat a week. Again, over a month, that's 8 pounds. Again, you could be even a little more aggressive if you want, but again, we're just going to keep it simple for today. So I hope that helps. Now that we understand the basic math, fat loss math, just go out, let's get it done, talk to your coach, come up with a program to get you there, and it's often easier than you think. It's not simple, but it's easy. So I hope that helps, and if you need anything, reach out. We're here to help you. All right? Be great.